I feel it's all very weird.
NFTs, TikTok, all this shit is just all a fucking pyramid scheme lie that there's somebody just pushing the button, fucking with all of us. Like, ooh, change your Abby to a monkey, black person, and fucking we could sell for $1 million. Exactly. It's the year our Lord 2022, and black people are willingly changing their Abbeys to fucking monkeys and apes and baboons and gorillas. Something's going on. But that's neither here nor there.
Y'all gotta get it together. I'm getting better and better. Because once I get started, it ain't no stopping, stacking this broccoli cheddar.
Welcome to Out of Pocket Live. On Out of Pocket, we usually, and plan to tonight, to send some Buckets merch to our favorite commenter. We're asking tonight, is it Frank Vogel's fault or not? Will the Lakers make the playoffs? Why was Kyrie fined for telling the truth? What's the worst advice you've ever received from a coach? And a quick deep dive into West Elm Caleb. For those that don't know that, it's a fascinating story, and we'll get there. And make sure to subscribe to the Buckets YouTube channel for another chance to win some merch. All right. First step, Joe. Lakers are struggling. And there's nothing more to really say. They lost to the Pacers, who had lost 10 out of the last 11 before beating the Lakers. Now everyone wants to blame Frank Vogel. Joe, do you think it's likely that the Lakers fire him? Let's start there.
Zach, well, look, you know, we just had MLK weekend. It may not be Frank Vogel's fault, but I love seeing a white man get blamed for something, okay? So in my heart, we know it's not Frank's fault. Frank literally won a championship with his squad. It is sad, though, Laker Nate. It's sad, though, when you're watching the games and, like, ooh, they're, like, pumping their chest out in the first half and they're up 15. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing? You're not going to win. No. I didn't know Caris LeVert was going to drop 22 on their fucking heads in the fourth quarter. You got Euros, Arvidas' child, triple-doubling you.
I cook
the spawn of Arvidas, the biggest legend in the USSR history, whatever country's from. What is that, an Arvidas mug? That's a Sabonis legend.
It's one of these things where it goes like that.
Oh, wow, the legend.
And that Scotty in there. Yeah, Arvidas legend, son's a legend. Tough look for the Lakers. I just think it's like fucked up that they're making LeBron play so much, because it's like, I don't know. I mean, like, he's doing so much to try to get these teams wins and bridge this gap while AD is gone. I mean, like, AD, I need you to come out and play insane when you come back. So that's not been great. I don't blame Frank. It's also like, what are you going to fire Frank Vogel and go get who? Coach K? What are you going to do? Who the fuck are the Lakers going to go get to go coach?
If you get Coach K, he changes his name to Coach L because he can't win with that team. You think anybody's going to respect him? Like, college coach, I'm fucking listening to you. Fuck, you coach college.
Yeah, and he's just fucking screaming at everyone. What are we going to do, Joe? Bring back Phil Jackson? No.
Phil needs to feel good at Bacchiotomy yet? Phil smokes weed, though, so I respect him.
He does smoke weed. Him coming back and just smoking weed on the sidelines, big fan of that. I'm not going to say it's Russ's fault. I think they're dealing with the true issue for this team is that too many of these guys are veterans, and too many of them think that it doesn't matter, like, night to night, like, I'll take the night off. These dudes have got me, and they're just not quite on the same page with that stuff. I'm insane for this because I thought for sure Kendrick Nunn would be playing at this point and giving them some help. I'm not sure how much the help that will be at this point.
You know how much help he's giving them, Zach?
What?
None. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. But, oh, God. You know me. I'm a finesser, Zach. I love finessing bags more than probably any human being on the planet. So I can't be mad at Kendrick Nunn because the checks hit every – that's why I love the NBA. If it was NFL, they would have cut his ass till he was healthy again, then fucking resigned him. But NBA, my bag is secured no matter what happens. And you may just come in eating like pregame meal, taking all the shit, you know, using the shower, soaping up every day. Then, okay, guys, y'all lost, not me.
I like the idea that he's at the facility just like filling his backpack with Gatorades and leaving. And then they're like, yo, what the fuck?
My favorite part of college.
Yeah, same. Great hustle. Was benching Russ at the end of the game, who's getting paid $44 million, Vogel's final fuck you on the way out? Do you think so? I don't think he's out.
I don't know. It's tough because they're at the point now where, like, you know, Vogel news drops. Everybody's using their insiders to drop different stories to fucking thwart the other one. Like, oh, Kurt Rambis was in here crip walking and fucking eating Vienna sausages. you know. Russ just left in a fury. Our favorite thing about the Pacers loss was that Russ literally didn't talk to the media, but hopped onto Twitter Spaces just to make his – I don't even know if he talked, but I don't know how long he was there, long enough to get screen grabbed by the Twitter Space contingent. And imagine, like, fuck you, media. I'm not talking. I'm leaving the arena in a fury, and I'm hopping on Twitter Spaces as I'm driving home.
I love it. It's the it's like the most 2022 type shit. I think, what was the kid's name that was the, like, the OG of, like, finessing the free agency shit? What was that guy's name? Abraham?
What, the NBA?
We don't.
Me and him are friends.
All right, we're not going to talk to him. But I just want to say, like, he was, like, the OG of people, like, I heard, and then he did it one too many times and got kind of caught out with it.
So, and now he gets the clown emojis, and now there's no coming back from it. No. But there was also the other guy, you know, oh, this is like Phil and Jeannie's third cousin, and he really knows, and he predicted this, that, whatever, and Kawhi's coming to the Lakers.
How badly we've been led astray on so many stupid fucking rumors.
Glasses. That was my favorite. You know, because I've been really – it's like – you know, and I don't like, I love Twitter Space. I love the people there, but, you know, I'm only getting a bag for my opinion. So, you know, I can't support a platform where they're, if you're not getting a bag for it.
No.
You already told me. Dude. It's not even like an open mic night. It's like, imagine you're at an open mic night and everybody there is just not funny.
I've done some of the ASU ones. Like, after ASU lost, I had one and there were like 45 people in here. It's like 11 p.m. on a Saturday night. And I'm like, I cannot believe there are people down as bad as I am that are here with me. So maybe it's like a therapeutic thing, but at a certain point, it's not helping anything. You know what I mean?
I only support Twitter Spaces if you do the Kieran thing and you create a fake account and just, you know, pretend to be a white racist. But that's that. Do it for content. Okay? I'm madder than a people.
Our colleague Kieran Hickey Simple, he basically fooled all of, was it Florida State fan base? FSU fan down bad. He's a legend. he has a ton of Twitter Spaces. He and Nick Engel are Twitter Spaces geniuses. All right, Joe, very important question. Do you think the Los Angeles Lakers will make the playoffs this year?
Playoffs? You're trying to win a game? We can't even beat the Pacers. It's okay. So, like, Lakers, obviously, I'm a LeBron guy, Zach. So, I've only been a part of Lakers Nation. What is this, year three or four now? So, but it's just so comical for me to see the extent of bullying. Like, you know, Russ has a bad game and we, you know, killing his whole family. Russ dunks on Gobert. They forgive him a little bit. Okay, maybe we're sorry. Pacers game right back. Oh, we hate you now. Like, you're gone. But so overreactionary, emotional, but that's indicative of L.A., Zach. You know, this is the L.A. thing. Everybody wants to be a winner until you ask them to, you know, show you their bank stubs and what kind of checks they're getting. Then all of a sudden things get quiet. Everybody has to pay you how everybody else can be good. And it's like, wait a minute, you're giving advice, but I don't take financial advice from broke people. Like, what the – like, what? It's like, oh, buy crypto. Wait, no, you're broke, though. You're telling me to do something. Something's up because you don't make money. But that's just my opinion.
That's great. I do think if this Lakers team missed the playoffs, it would be the best team to miss the playoffs ever. I don't know where else you would aim or look, but it's like you have just in the starting five, you have three Hall of Famers and three definite All-Stars most years. And in the entire team, you got Dwight, who's a Hall of Famer, first ballot.
Top 75, Zach, though, unfortunately. The most egregious snub I think I've seen in history.
Most egregious. It's bleak. So if they miss it, at least that's something we could, you know, if like you're a Clippers fan, they would hang that in Staples because they haven't got shit to hang up. Greatest team to ever miss the playoffs.
I think if the Lakers don't make the playoffs, LeBron should just show up at random playoff games and sit courtside, but then actively just recruit guys during the game.
Yes.
Mid-game, like, come to the Lakers, dog. getting in huddle. Hey. LeBron shows up at like Chase Center, right? He can do whatever the fuck he wants. They're not going to bother him. They're not going to. No. We're security going to tell him. Just walk over to the bench, like go whisper in Jordan Poole's ear.
Yeah. Just go back to the idea of him having his program and like calling a guy over and doing kind of this thing, like where you can't see, you just see the mouth moving, and he's like, you know, giving this. It's like, bro,
just
I can't
torment
wait.
The rest of the league, getting plays here.
Oh, Lord. All right, truth tell. Here we go. Kyrie Irving got fined $25,000 for telling Cleveland fans, and I quote, got y'all a championship and y'all and motherfuckers still ungrateful. All he was doing was telling the truth. Is it fair that players get fined for responding to shit talking from fans in the stands?
Wait, Kyrie got what? Kyrie hit a big three, but exactly as we remember, who hit the three and three free throws to set up that Kyrie shot for even mattering? LeBron James, at that point in his career, was not a good free throw shooter, similar to now. Three straight free throws and a three. His jumper was questionable back then. Nowhere near the level it is now. People talk about Steph changed the game. Zach, I ran a poll on Twitter. Twitter did not agree. Twitter did not agree with that sentiment. LeBron changed the game more than Steph. LeBron could do what Steph could do. Steph can't grow into a 6'8", 270-pound legend fucking that's going to star in Space Jam 2. Steph's not in Space Jam running.
No.
But I don't know what the question was. Kyrie.
So I'll give you
somebody should just pulled out a needle and gave it a little squirt. Would you say Kyrie?
I'm shocked no one's held up like a giant vaccine bottle at like one of the games with him. If you do that, send me money for that idea. You're welcome. You will get on the big screen.
What the NBA is like, okay, we'll waive the fine, but you got to get J&J. You can no Pfizer Moderna straight J&J.
No shot.
Risk it.
No risk shot it. He's doing it. He lost like $1 million already. 25 is nothing at this point. I think it's bullshit because here's the thing. You and I have been both like on the bench in big games and we've been in good seats and you hear the insane fucked up things people say. Players should be able to say it back. They can't, like, I get it. Don't go in the stands, whatever. But like this dude is being annoying as fuck to Kyrie who got them a ring. If Kyrie wants to turn around and be like, shut the fuck up, I already got you a ring. How is that not enough? Leave me the fuck alone. Fine. By all means. Like, let's get, like, we're all adults here. Kids know what that word means. Like, who are we protecting?
Zach, in my bench warming heyday, you know, I remember we were at Oregon. I was Oregon State. At Oregon State, just stretching pregame around the half court circle. Guy in the stand starts talking shit. But he's with a girl, so don't even acknowledge him. We all just start trying to holler at his boo. And then you get back in fence. Not even acknowledging the heckler, just talking about, hey, what's your name? Oh, okay, cool. Like, what are you studying? Like, you know, just trying to get it. But I've seen a fan spat on, you know, punched. And it deserves it. Like, don't talk shit to Kyrie, especially in Cleveland. Like, come on. It's not a good city.
See, that reminds me of a few very quick stories. Ty Abbott, legend at Arizona State. His mom, a U of A fan, spit on his mom at a game. Where would you say that was the worst place to deal with fans? Pac-12 was.
Rudest fans, probably. Damn, there was a lot of ASU had some rude fans. Cal, because the bench was right near where the Cal band was. So imagine like dork band dudes, but like they would just talk shit the whole game, just like annoying nerds, like 1600 SATs, like, you know, but talking shit and boasting. And it was just like, shut the fuck up, nerd. Yeah. Like, we never could win at Cal. That was the worst part. So just imagine dweebs. Stanford, they started chanting that one of my teammates' girlfriends was a hoe. Wasn't a good idea. Got their asses busted. Like, you know what I mean? It was just like, I can see the look turn, the look in his face turn. He's going to defend his booze honor. Go give these motherfuckers buckets. And I said, go get it, Pook. Go get it. But and the worst probably place to play, just Washington State. Like, just nobody wants to go there. Even the students there, like, fuck, we go to Washington State. Like, you know, we're literally like three blocks away from Idaho. Like, we have nothing to live for. We have nothing to cheer for in this venue.
It's brutal. I think the most annoying for me was when we'd go play Colorado. The Colorado fans were so loud every time. And then they would talk shit. And they're one of the few schools because they have moved the benches to not be near the student section. Yeah. So they're like still on top of the student section one of the years I'm head manager, I'm sitting on the bench, and I hear when we're about to tip off, some kid going, Hey, water boy, and just won't stop. So I finally look, like, because I'm like, this is just annoying for everyone. So, like, I turn to acknowledge him, and he goes, fuck you. And then they all threw shit at me during the national anthem. And I turned and I kind of looked at the security guard, like, are you going to just let them do that? And he just sort of shrugged at me. And he's like, you're going to have a long night if that gives you trouble. So all night, every time we'd hit a three, I'd fucking do, like, turn around and look at him and do this shit. We won in OT on a buzzer beater. I fucking, like, threw the clipboard down, like, screamed at the student section. They were all booing me the whole game. And then they found out my name at halftime somehow. Wow. The kid I went to high school with was in the student section, comes down to say hi to me. And they start booing him. And then when he goes to, like, run away from me, one of the kids grabs me and goes, wait, what's his name? He goes, his name's Zach. All second half, Zach. All the coaches looking at me like, what did you do? And I'm like, dude, come on. And then we won. So it didn't matter. Anyway.
The best is – so one quick story before we go.
Yeah, please.
We were playing at USC. This is the best. You know, if you throw something on the court, you get a check. Playing at USC. So people from our section started throwing water bottles on the court. They got like three checks, six easy points. Go Bruins.
My God. Oh, that's great. They definitely were, MK. I'm glad you know that. All right. What else we got here? Sheesh Watch. Here we go. It's just not the same without the Did they try to do it? Oh, no. I thought we were going to get John to hop in here. It's all right. Sheesh Watch. Dwayne Wade was celebrating his birthday, and LeBron was smoking a cigar, and Dwayne Wade was smoking – well, we're not quite sure what Dwayne Wade was smoking. It looks a lot like weed. It looks a lot like something like this that he maybe had, you know, right there. and I've had glass tip – it's a glass tip blunt, right? That's what that is.
I'm poor. I smoke Swisher Sweet still. One blunt lasts me about 7 days in my garage, stack of blunts, ashes. I can literally give you guys a tour if you ever just want to laugh at my existence. Yeah. The funniest thing for me is seeing guys like, you know, that were like superstar athletes that didn't smoke and then they smoke after and they're like annoying as fuck and they're in their mid-30s and they're just like recent smokers and they're doing all the things that you did as like an 18, 19, 20-year-old. But like, oh, I got the munchies and all that shit. It's like, bro, I'm like 18 years past that shit. Like, I'm just hungry all the time. Not anyway. It's not, you know what I mean? So, but
1,000%.
You know, was it Reggie? Was it fire? There's so many questions. Was if you had mid in college, I remember when Grape Swishers came out and this was the ultimate adventure. You could put anything in that Grape Swisher and it would smell like fire and you could trick yourself into thinking you were fucking smoking some high level weed. Cause this was the old days, Zach. This was pre weed shop in my days. We went to the weed man. He had one of two weeds. If he had two different types of weed, you were in heaven. Normally, it was one weed. Like, one summer at UCLA, we had the orange crush. It was like, you know, weed would have, like, orange hairs and shit in it. But you get tired. It's like months and months of smoking the orange crush. You feel great at first, but now it's like, damn, do you have anything else, bro? Any other weed you can give me besides the fucking orange crush?
Yeah. We had I was very lucky because as I started smoking, it was, like, pretty legal. You go to the dispensary. I got a med card pretty quickly once I started smoking because it was like just not worth the risk. The thing I missed the most though is going to the dispensaries and they got the fucking big bucket and they take the lid off and you put your whole ass face in there. No mask. Like there was no need for masks. There was no pre-packaging. And then they put it in those like plastic containers that popped open when you squeezed them. Those were the good old days, Joe. I miss those.
Now it's like glass. I mean, it's a lot of production right now, and I can appreciate it. But I do miss those days as well. Just, you know, funny names, clever names that had nothing to actually do with the weed, you know, whatever.
And they'd be selling their most potent weed and be like the Kevin Hart OG. And you're like, he's going to sue you if he finds this. He's going to sue you, you know?
Like, what is it about Kevin Hart that made you want to name the weed after it? We did one summer at UCLA have the Shit Kern special. And that was purple and gold weed. It was awesome. The Chick Hurd special.
That's that fucking great.
Who got the Chick Hurd?
I remember I went to like a dispensary and it was like kind of an expensive one. And they're like, this is kind of early dispensary days. Like, we have the Snoop Dogg weed. Like, it just came out. And I was like, what's the difference? Let me smell the jar. And like, it doesn't come in a jar, it comes prepackaged. It came in like a can. It had a lid like the tennis balls do where you peel it off. Ooh. It was. To this day, some of the best weed I've ever smoked. I forgot what it's called, but I'm sure it's gone now.
Did you ever smoke the corrupt Moon Rocks? That's the last time.
Yeah, dude. Absolutely.
Very good weed. Very, I don't know what it was. Had to sprinkle just a little bit in the blood conserve.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't afford to just roll a whole blunt of it.
No shit. But it was fire. That shit was so expensive. Yeah. And if I smoked a full blunt of that, I'm not moving for like 8 hours. Like, I'm not functioning at that point.
So, Zach, you remember in college, you get like the $10 after the game, right? I don't know if you guys had the same thing. So, yeah. Like, five of that was going to weed, the other five was going to Fatburger, and that's just what life was in college at that point.
My favorite was on the AC team bus when we come back from a road trip, because we get like, you get like 35, 45, 55 bucks in stipend money. You'd hear at the back of the bus as we pulled up to the facility right after I'd handed out all the cash. You'd hear everyone cheering in the back of the bus, and they're playing dice for the whole pile of money. It was so funny. Oh, Ryan, I miss that shit so much.
Opening that per diem, envelope. Oh, there's $62 in here. Awesome.
I'd like two or three times, like, I can't buy shit with this. Let's see if I can win all of it, you know? So. Oh, God. All right. All right. Speaking of securing the bag, author, professional bag procurer, and PJ Washington's ex, Brittany Renner, set the record straight. Can we play the clip? Can we just run it just a sound so I can get the so we can show the guy's facial reaction on this? Great. Do we have that one?
They can't sue us.
Yeah.
They can't sue us. Play the shit. No. Shout out Brittany Renner.
Good for her. You know, right, good for her.
Get your bag.
Yeah, let me just, I don't think we need the volume.
Tell me.
Woman in general. Like, I mean,
well, no, but no, don't woman in general, because you literally specifically said before we got on here that you did say that you warn guys about girls like me. So now that we're face to face, what kind of girl am I?
You're not special. You're like other girls. That's the key.
I'm not special.
Like,
so,
you're like other women that are.
So
like,
what makes you special then?
I never said I was.
What do you gain from telling girls that they're not special? How does that make you feel? I mean, I know everything is a joke, but I'm asking you a real question. So how does it make you feel? Because if I say you're a bitch ass nigga, that does something for me, right? If I insult you, or if I tell you're not special, you're forgettable. What does that do for me? No, but that doesn't, but that's what I'm saying. No, but I'm saying, what if I call you, if I just say that, again, you're forgettable. That's why I didn't want to do you guys' podcast. Forgettable. Hate the setup. The name is underwhelming. I didn't really see the value in it.
Oh my Lord.
Brittany Renner.
Brief clip.
No, there's no more hating on Brittany Renner. No. Hate no. The name. Literally started critiquing the pod setup. The name is mid. Damn, your podcast name is mid. If you have a podcast, if somebody's like, damn, Out of Pocket is a mid podcast name, you'd be like, damn. Should we rename it?
What do I say to that?
Maybe it is. Damn. What should we have called it? But look, Brittany Renner gets a lot of shit. For those who have grown up in LA during the music video craze, okay, there was tons of Brittany Renners going around back in those days that made appearances in the Juvenile, I Need It in My Life video, and the Jay-Z. This was my heyday of college. Video women, they had another name back then, but literally were the crown jewels. If you went out to the club, it's like, oh, damn, she was in the Fabulous music video. And like, I want to get autographs sometimes. Like, when you were shaking your booty like that, how did you get the cheeks to in different directions? And then they did circles. It was so profound. But it was a great time. But Brittany Renner, gotta stop fucking with her because she doesn't play. Like, that's the whole thing I respect about her. Like, she'll talk her shit. What are you gonna say? Like, already getting a bag from PJ Washington. I'm not tripping on you guys.
Yeah.
Look at my DMs. Zach already in the DMs. Zach, we need to do a series for Wave, and I'm just thinking about this now so nobody can take it, where you just start DMing random Instagram models and see how many respond, and then like take them on dates to like Olive Garden.
Yeah, if it's John, a similar idea, but it was going to be on a dating app. I think it's funny if we did it. The idea was to have you and John send my messages on different dating apps. Like,
Impractical Jokers?
Yeah, just you send whatever you want to whatever, and then whoever matches wins. But to do it as a DM is probably funnier. And I think there's more to
like
that.
If you DM Brittany Renner, like, what's up, big head, coming from your account, that I think that would be comedy. There'd be layers of comedy in there. And if she responds, then you guys get married and have, you know,
I think it gets so buried amongst the sea of shots that are going in, like that are going up. I just don't think. But that is a hilarious idea. Goddamn. Good for her. She's had to deal with a lot of people saying a lot of rude things. We don't know a lot of the sides of any of the story. And like, she's bro, all of the academic shit, I just think is so whack. So like to see her go on and just literally set the fucking place on fire and walk out. Oh my Lord. It's insane. So good for her. Good for her. Good for her. All right. Wait, John, I don't know what John wants in the comments. Oh, so true. Here we go. So true. One of my roommates in college was in the Biggie Hypnotized video, and John wants to know.
Yeah, you asked that because I'm trying to save my marriage.
Yeah. One of our producers wants to know. Actually, I want to know. I don't want to throw him under the bus. I'd like to know what his roommate's ass to waist ratio was. If you just give us really quick, you know, number, colon, number, we can just go off of that.
It was cartoon style booties in those. They still exist to this day. You know, women would come to LA with the dream of getting in the Jay-Z music video or getting in the Busta Rhymes music. And then you have like lower level music videos you'd be in for signs that weren't quite as good as the fucking higher ones. And it's just like, you know, but like, hey, weren't you in the Juvie? Weren't you in the Juvie music video?
Do they get residuals on those?
Do you think? No residuals. And the thing is, like, there's, you know, it's hard. It was a different time. Zach, I was, you know, always a good guy. I didn't really partake in those type of stuff. Just didn't have a lot of game. Was kind of a loser. I'm going to be honest. Now that I'm old, I can admit it. But teammates, roommates would, like, you know, have the two ways going. Like, my dad played in the NBA, but he was super frugal, so I had no two ways. None of those crazes was I ever participating. Always wanted a sidekick. The kicker craze was not invited. When they would tap kickers and give info, I had to pull out the flip and like hit the chirp, hope they chirp back. Just basic. And I'm okay to admit that now. I was always jealous of my teammates. I had a teammate, Ray Young, who sat right next to me in the locker room. His name was Two-Way Ray. Always had two ways going from the earliest version to the elaborate. They would always just be, I'm just like, damn, dog, I could text.
I just remember because like when I got to school, it was right at the tail end of like BlackBerry Messenger. And I remember this is like the last, and the Apple's completely stole that by doing the blue bubbles. But for those that don't know, BlackBerry Messenger was like a very cool thing to have. It was like a private texting thing. And I just remember being like, God damn, that seems so cool. And then it was like BlackBerries were not cool about 6 months later. And that was a wrap for them. So
professional bag procurer. That's a great, I'm going to be my new, what do you do for the, I'm a professional bag procurer. Basically, I just procure bags.
It's a great time.
I gotta go procure a bag. I'll be right.
When we were at Yahoo, they let me make my title CEO of memes at Yahoo because I was tweeting out all the memes and shit, and that was the only one that was good. Yeah. All right. What do we got? Oh, all right. This is one of the final things I've been absolutely obsessed with. This story, for those that don't know, this thing that's been going viral on TikTok. It's a story about a gentleman named Caleb who works for West Elm Corporate as a furniture designer. Okay. Now, it has been like 4 days. I think the first video went up on Monday. It has been 4 days, and these have been going viral one after another. And the story basically is this chick responded to another girl's video talking about this Caleb guy that gaslit her and then ghosted her. And she was like, that happened to me, and I'm warning other girls about Caleb from West Elm. And then this girl was like, I went out with him for 6 weeks and he ghosted me this weekend to hang out with you two girls. And then another girl says, oh, I got ghosted. And then another girl's like, I was in his bed on Saturday. And another girl's like, he took me out to dinner on Saturday. Joe, one, how much money is West Elm paying their employees for this man to be taking people out on so many dates? It was a fascinating story because it was like TikTok literally revealing how shitty this guy was in real time for all of these people. And it was going viral. There's a furniture store that put up a big billboard that was like, don't worry, we don't have any Calebs that work for us. So RIP to this man's dating life.
I'm going to say this about Caleb, Zach. If he was smart, finessing like this, every time one of those chicks would have went to the bathroom, I'm in their purse taking a 20, you know, just enough that they won't notice it's gone. And you could literally come up. So now I'm taking the money to take the other one out to dinner, but then I'm also jacking her. You know, it's just, she has a gas card or something. It's New York, so not that's you know, everything I have in life always goes back to college. And the hustle in college was like, if somebody came over, like we're taking gas card, you know, figuring out zip code of where, you're from wherever. Okay, zip code, know it, got gas card, straight down to the Chevron, fill up the tank, put the gas card back, nobody noticed. Fill it up. Gas was at a pretty, this was a tough time, Zach, when gas, if gas used to be like 125, then it started hitting like 280, 290. It's like, damn, dog. Fucking gas expensive as shit. Can't even drive to the weed man's house.
Now, this West Elm Caleb thing has happened on the heels of another story about a kid in Brooklyn that would just post on his profile, like, tell me what you think the best bagels in New York are, and was just outsourcing recommendations for bagel shops from women on this dating app and just finessing them for recommendations and taking other and be like, oh, I actually know where the best one is in that neighborhood. It'll be a recommendation from some other chick. I don't know what's going on in New York. I don't know. I mean, not like dating here is really wonderful, but good luck to you if you're out there.
Yeah. Last thing, Zach, about financing in college. I can say all this stuff now because there's a reasonable chance that the people involved won't hear it. But you used to have neighbors, and neighbors had the plug on, like, delicious ribeyes and shit, and they would be in the freezer. So ribeye getting jacked. Jacked, hidden in back of my freezer. Wait like a good week just so they forget about it. Ribeye getting grilled, delicious.
I want to know, like, maybe this could be the social question, but like, what's the weirdest thing you know that someone stole or took from a party? Because
let's save that for the next show because that's a hitter.
Okay, all right, we'll save that.
I'll tell you one last story, Zach, about my finessing Ralph's back in the day. I don't need to do this anymore because I'm rich. But take the Ralph's ad, the weekly ad, right? Put your favorite cut of meat, got to be like a flat, like filet or a fucking ribeye. Put in the Ralph's ad, pretend like you just had it in your basket. Fucking push all your other shit out. As soon as you get your bag, just start stacking them on top of that filet. And I'm dipping out with like a $25. Jameis Winston, where Jameis failed, I just look at Jameis like, damn, dog, you pace it. Aren't you supposed to? Jameis, you got called through crab legs.
Jameis flew too close to the sun on that shit. So then we are going to do the advice one, right? Is that – are we not doing the one?
Let's pay our respects and keep it moving.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. All right, we wanted to say rest in peace to the queen of basketball. Louisa Harris? She led her college team to three championships in the 1970s, scored the first points in the history of Olympic women's basketball, is the only woman to be officially drafted by the NBA, drafted by the New Orleans Jazz. RIP to an absolute legend. It is a little shocking the NBA hasn't done more to sort of celebrate her legacy. It was one of those things where it was like heartbreaking because I didn't know, and I'm, you know a ton about basketball. I didn't know as much about her legacy until now. And it's sort of a shame. So I hope the NBA does something right to honor her this season, or New Orleans does, or a combo of both.
I mean, I would like to see Adam Silver really pay tribute by popping it on a handstand in honor of Louisa Harris in Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you hear stories like, damn, nobody thought that was like a big deal. Like, damn, how many women have been drafted by the league? I know like Ann Myers, who played at UCLA, I think tried out for the Pacers back in the day, and she was a hooper. But yeah, just to hear that, man, it's a sad thing, and you'd hope that they would do something to really honor the legacy. But
you'd think, and it is very odd that the league didn't have her kind of more involved with the NBA and WNBA kind of along its process, more front facing. So, RIP to her. And, that's all I got for tonight. Joe, you got anything you want to send the people off with?
I just appreciate you guys. Everybody strap up. If you're finessing on dating apps, just keep it organized. Google Doc, Excel spreadsheet, organized. All right. I emailed her 3 hours ago and just be organized. Put the time in.
Did you ever hear about the dude in LA that got arrested by LAPD because he would invite women to dinner, like at really nice restaurants? Like we're talking like STK, order a full ass meal. He'd like order before they got there, and they'd be like, "What the fuck?" And he'd be like, "Oh no, you put your order in." and his food would come out mad early. He'd wolf that down and be like, I go to the bathroom and leave them with the bill.
God is awesome. Good, Zach. God is shame on them. Shame on them for expecting a man to pay. That's sexist.
Oh, my Lord. Well. Be safe out there. Good luck on the dating apps if you're on them. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. Be safe. Be well. Catch you guys later.